let's take our Bibles and go to Acts chapter 1. According to Matthew 12:40, Jesus Christ was buried in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights, a period of 72 hours. And then on what would be our Saturday afternoon, 72 hours after his burial, Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. This began a period of 40 days, as we'll read here in Acts chapter 1, of Jesus Christ showing himself alive after his death. This is the most significant event in all of human history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Because in this resurrection is the victory over Satan, the one who has the power of death. It's a victory over sin, which we all inherited from Adam, and which has alienated man from God. It is a victory for eternity, because Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, never to die again, unto everlasting life. And this is really the critical doctrine of Christianity, because, as you're perhaps well aware, it's a requirement for salvation. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, in other words, you make Jesus Christ your Lord, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's a requirement. It's something that all of us as Christians believe together. In fact, if you don't believe it, you're not a Christian. It's a requirement to make Jesus Christ Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. And it's through this act of God, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that there's a victory over Satan, over sin, and over death. In Acts chapter 1, it says at the end of verse 2, the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom these apostles that Jesus Christ had chosen, to whom also he showed himself how? Alive after his passion, after his sufferings and his death, after his crucifixion. He showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. The word infallible, I looked up in the dictionary, it means that there is no possibility of error. Isn't that wonderful? By many infallible proofs, there's no possibility of error because of the way that Jesus Christ showed himself alive many times to his disciples. Being seen of them, how long? 40 days. And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So there is a period of 40 days from the resurrection of Jesus Christ unto his ascension into heaven, which is the conclusion of his first coming. We will be looking at these resurrection appearances of Jesus Christ, the ones recorded in the Bible, during these 40 days. To begin and see the first resurrection appearance of Jesus Christ, let's go to Matthew chapter 28, please. Once again, when you're working the Gospels, you have to apply diligently the principle of Scripture buildup. See how the Scriptures fit together. You know, we certainly don't want to lose attention to detail and blend similar events together and make them identical. But we want to be able to see what the Scripture says and see how the Scripture builds up. In Matthew chapter 28, the King James Version says, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week." Reading this in the English would seem to indicate that this is like sunrise of our Sunday, but this is not what it's saying. In the end of should be rendered now late on. Now late on the Sabbath, as it began to, the word dawn in the Greek is the word dusk. This is late on the Sabbath, Saturday, as dusk began. In other words, this is the beginning of the 18th of Nisan. This is the beginning of what would be our Saturday evening leading into Sunday, the first day of the week. So it says, now late on the Sabbath. So remember the reckoning of time, that their days began at sunset. So this is at dusk. Now late on the Sabbath, as it began to dusk, toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. The word see means to gaze on. In other words, right at the end of the Sabbath, right on the end, late Saturday afternoon, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look on the sepulcher. They wanted to see what was happening at the grave. It's very apparent as you work these scriptures together with the other gospels that then these two women left. And then what occurs, starting in verse 2, is after these two women have looked on the sepulcher, after they've left, and this is at dusk, late Saturday afternoon. "And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it." One of the reasons that we know that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary had left before this event is that they were not knowledgeable of it. So it says that there was a great earthquake. And the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. Whew, what a record, huh? Now, Jesus Christ is already up, because he got up somewhere around 4:30, 5 o'clock, or whatever it might be, when 72 hours after Joseph of Arimathea had laid him in this new sepulcher, Jesus Christ is already up. Now, the angel of the Lord comes, rolls away the stone. The ones that were the keepers, the guard of this sepulcher, these ones that were in charge of watching over the sepulcher, what happened to them? It says, "For fear of them, the keepers did shake and became as dead men," frozen on the ground. Man, oh man, what a record, huh? Now, what follows is in John chapter 20. We've seen that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came and gazed upon the sepulcher right at the end of the Sabbath, right at dusk, which would begin the 18th of Nisan. We'll see a record here in John 20 that is similar, but not identical. Because this is Mary Magdalene returning to the sepulcher by herself. And it says in verse 1, "The first day of the week comes, Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulcher, and sees the stone taken away from the sepulcher. See, when she came with the other Mary, the first time the stone had yet to be rolled away. They left, then the angel of the Lord comes down, gets rid of the stone, rolls it away. Now Mary Magdalene is coming back early while it was yet dark. She's coming back early, what would correspond to our Sunday morning, while it was yet dark. Now, one bit of information that's helpful here is that this would have been under the light of a full moon, because the Passover always occurred at the time of a full moon. So even though it's dark out, Mary Magdalene would have had some assistance with lighting from the moon, and she sees the stone taken away from the sepulcher. Then she runs and comes to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, very possibly Lazarus, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulcher, and we know not where they have laid him. She thinks that somebody has taken Jesus Christ's body out of the sepulcher. Peter, therefore, went forth and that other disciple and came to the sepulcher. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulcher. The other disciples, perhaps a little more trim, a little better shape than Philip, I don't know, or than Peter, but he outran him. And he came first to the sepulcher, and he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Now, these are the grave clothes of Jesus Christ. These are the ones that Nicodemus would have wrapped Jesus Christ in. This isn't talking about the linen cloth that Joseph of Arimathea had wrapped Jesus Christ in, thinking his state was temporary, but this is the official grave clothes that Nicodemus had come and put on the body after Joseph of Arimathea. So this other disciple sees these grave clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then comes Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulcher and sees the linen clothes lie, and the napkin which was about his head, not lying with the clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. And look at the detail of God's word. Peter is actually now in the sepulcher, and he's looking at the grave clothes of Jesus Christ that Jesus Christ the previous afternoon had passed through. Isn't it interesting that after he passed through the grave clothes, he took the time to take the napkin and wrap it and put it in a place by itself. Nice and neat. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulcher, and he saw, and what did he do? He believed. You know, what are they believing? On the greatest event in human history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. For as yet, at least up until this point, they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. You know, Jesus Christ had taught that to his disciples repeatedly, but they didn't really get it up until now. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulcher weeping. Why is she weeping? Because she thinks that somebody has stolen the body of her Lord. But Mary stood without the sepulcher weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher and sees two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Wow, now she's looking in the sepulcher. Peter and the other disciple have left. And there's two angels in there, one at the head of the grave clothes, the other at the feet, where Jesus Christ had lain dead for 3 days and three nights, but no longer is there. He's passed through the grave clothes. He's been raised from the dead. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Why are you crying? She said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. And the significance of these events is just beyond my ability to put into words, but God's word says it so wonderfully. She turns around and she sees the resurrected Christ, the first human to lay eyes on Jesus Christ having been raised from the dead. Remember, he showed himself alive by many infallible proofs. Well, here's the first one to a human being. She saw Jesus standing, but she knew not that it was Jesus. Isn't it interesting? Because Mary Magdalene was very well acquainted with Jesus Christ. She knew exactly what he looked like. She was a close disciple of his. But yet, at this time, she can't recognize him. Is this a property of his new body that he can change forms and appear? We don't really know. But she did not recognize that it was Jesus. Verse 15, Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Woman, why are you crying? Who are you looking for? She supposing him to be the gardener. Look at that. She thought that Jesus Christ was the gardener. Saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. Boy, Jesus Christ spoke her name unto Mary Magdalene. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Man, for the first time in human history, a human being has seen the resurrected Christ. At first, she didn't recognize him. In fact, she thought he was the gardener. But when Jesus Christ spoke her name to him, she recognized him, and she responded by saying, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Man, oh man. What a record. This is also recorded in Mark chapter 16, more briefly. But this is the first of many resurrection appearances of Jesus Christ during those 40 days. In Mark chapter 16, it says in verse 9, Now, when Jesus was risen, this can be translated, now Jesus having risen, and then the comma should be after the word risen. Now Jesus having risen, early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. The way verse 9 is punctuated, the way it reads in the King James, it would seem to indicate that Jesus Christ rose on the first day of the week. We know that's not true. He rose on the weekly Sabbath, Saturday afternoon. But this is talking about when he appeared to Mary Magdalene. Now, Jesus, having risen, early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. This is the resurrection appearance that we just read about in John chapter 20. And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. So this is the first event of this Sunday morning. It's early, very early on Sunday, when she first came to the sepulcher. It was still dark out. But this is the first time in all of human history that anybody has laid eyeballs on the resurrected Christ. This is something that will occur many other times during these 40 days, because he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs during the 40 days between his resurrection and his ascension into heaven. In our next session, we'll look at other of these resurrection appearances.